Looking to go out in the town in the city of Boston for an affordable price and grab some great food, drinks, and atmosphere in the Seaport District? Well, look no further than newcomer Seaport Social. Seaport Social is a premier and authentic social house that is poised to proudly serve the Boston area for many years to come. Their mission is to provide high-quality food and unique craft beer selection, along with a welcoming atmosphere for all those that wish to witness firsthand what the Boston social spirit is all about. From a top-notch bar, great group seating, to their premier menu, including their massive loaded nachos, endless craft beers on tap, and an exquisite espresso martini option, look for manager Jimmy, who will satisfy your needs. A project that has been 4 years in the making is finally here, Seaport Social, which is located at 225 Northern Avenue in the Seaport District in Boston, will officially open its doors for their grand opening December 1st. Get there while you can and tell them Steel and Az sent you. Eat, drink, social. That's what the Seaport Social does.
Welcome to Steel and Az, episode 106. Tonight, our second annual Steel and Az Awards, where we celebrate the finest guests, people, just all things of greatness throughout the year of 2022. Merry Christmas if you had a good Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. And now we got a new year coming up. A happy new year. Boys, before we get it going, how's everyone doing?
Fantastic. Good. Can't wait for 2023.
What was your best present from Christmas?
The next one.
Wow.
Boo. Nice 12-pack of Happy Dads.
Love that. Love that. Love
Calvin
that.
Klein underwear. Get?
Got a few jackets, sweatshirts, you know. Some long sleeves.
I actually got a hand-me-down pair of boots from my ski boots from my cousin. They're probably like $1,500. So that was a good
at a at a Yankee swap at my cousin's. I got my cousin made a picture of my father wearing a backwards hat, backwards scallion, was comparing it to Date Mike from The Office.
I saw that. That looked good.
It was pretty good. That's pretty good.
Weird gift, but creative.
It was very creative.
Like the originality, yeah.
Tonight we reveal the winners of the following awards. We have the Guest of the Year, Fighter of the Year, Best Moment Throughout 2022 of Steel and Az, Local Guest of the Year, Cocktail of the Year, Hairstyle of the Year, Underdog Story of the Year, Worst Bet of the Year, Riz of the Year.
Riz.
W. Riz.
Throw Groupie of the Year, too.
I love
only one person competing for that.
We'll I was not being made aware of the worst bet of the year, so obviously something's up.
Something has to do with
it. I said in the chat, you didn't win it.
You can dispute it.
Yeah. I will dispute it.
Afterwards, we recap another tough Patriots loss to the Bengals.
Why bother?
And preview this week's game that actually means a lot in playoff contention against the Miami Dolphins with a hurt Tua Tagovailoa. The playoff hopes are still alive for the New England Patriots.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, we'll also talk.
I hope they make it so they get fucking folded. I hope Mac dies in that game.
We'll talk.
Respectfully.
We'll talk Bruins, little Celtics as well. The Red Sox are trying to put some Band-Aids on the wounds.
Who cares?
College football playoffs going to be big this weekend.
Big.
We have a lot going on, but we're going to start out with the main dish before the, appetizers. The main course is coming
over. Entree first.
We had a good showing this week. I think we had over 700, 800 votes on Instagram.
Every vote counts.
Of the three main ones, we kind of, made up our own other ones as well. But I will leave the Guest of the Year for last, I think.
Yeah, that's best picture.
Should we leave the big three for last?
Big three for last. Three, so
the ones people voted on, and then we can throw in the ones.
Yeah. Okay, so
we had this plan before.
So the
we can't have you vote on every fucking.
Yeah. So I'll start with the worst bet of the year. There was a lot going on, whether it was Anton's milk challenges or me losing to the Lord Buffalo lady, whatever her name was,
Auntie T.
But unless you have to debate, I think it was mine. Team Japan in the Little League World Series.
Oh, that was 100%.
I took them to win the Little League World Series. They got bounced in the first round for the first time in over 40 years.
Yeah, no, that's not close.
So I think that's all time.
That's not close. Like, that's by miles, you asshole.
Any rebuttals, Anton?
No, that's easy. Yeah, no, I mean,
anytime Anton makes a milk bet, it's a bad bet.
Yeah.
I do like you losing a tea because it was your first loss in the milk challenge.
I think Anton's milk bets are all terrible, but they're all not as bad as that.
And Adam, it was the worst milk challenge of the award going to you.
I think when he did the Jets bet when they lost by like 70.
That was last year. That was last year.
No, I know that's last year, but I think that's like the only comparable bet.
To the Team Japan?
Yeah. I think that's the only comparable one.
David, I bet David.
Do you think those kids are dead? You think those kids are dead?
Yeah, there's a good
shot. I think they're alive, but I don't think their life has been fun since that.
No, no.
They're in military school.
They don't play baseball anymore.
Yeah.
They don't play baseball anymore. That's a good award to start off. Second one, we implemented this for the first year. Underdog story of the year. There are a lot of good nominees. I went with one of our most recent guests, XFL guy now, Andrew Jamil, was a great guy. Came in, but you could really tell, came from Stonehill, didn't really have a lot of recruits. You know, he just keeps this dream alive, playing in the Fan Control League. Now he's playing in the XFL. Who knows where his career will go? Anyway, any rebuttals there?
When Josh Dobbs gets this comeback tonight against the Cowboys.
My underdog story is what's Magic Mike gonna do? Is he gonna be an underdog or is he gonna be a pussy and never step in the ring again?
Oh, I'll be in the ring.
It's a great underdog story in the making, and that's my vote.
I am feeding. Yeah, we got my underdogs. I could have got that vote against Kervils if I got the win.
You would have won.
I'll throw in Tommy TikTok. He's an underdog, kind of. Boston guy.
Yeah.
Fighting his way to the top of the social.
We
got to
get you the trainer who hit you, like, before the match.
Yes.
Oh, that old guy. It was
the old lad. Yeah, the guy straight out of, like, Rocky. Like, that guy.
Another guy I'd say is Dave Griffin, who played at Curry College. Yeah.
Jamil's got the... He's got a legit
XFL,
shot at making the NFL. He'll make the NFL one day.
So I hope so.
How can we? He's got
to be great to see. That's great to see. That was another tough one. Hairstyle of the year. I don't think this was really close.
Showtime.
Unless Showtime maybe, but it's gone.
I got to give it to him, though.
But
Kyle
Sakira of the New England Free Jacks, who came in here, best flow.
You know,
re-sign with the Free Jacks, ready to go.
I had to miss that one.
Does anybody realize every single one of these votes, if it was like last year, could be going to Chris Moutinho?
Yeah. He might have swept the board. Yeah.
Comeback story. Yeah.
No, it's all there.
Worst bet.
Cutting him the next fight. Yeah.
Even that fight, yeah.
Shout out the Free Jacks. We'll be there this year.
Yeah, Kyle Sakira, congrats,
Hopefully,
man.
Hopefully we get behind the scenes like fucking.
Can we sponsor them?
Access.
Well, yeah, we
got to talk to him.
I think we should do an interview on the field.
Oh yeah, we should get just
we should be in with the Free Jacks.
We should get
50 yard line, Veterans Stadium. Fuck around.
Well, we will. We'll get
it. That's our level of like where we can. We can't get in with the Celtics. We can get in with the Free Jacks.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Press passes
at least once.
Oh yeah, at least once definitely. Another one that was kind of a no brainer. Cocktail of the year. You got to give it to the Martini Boys. Was rebuttal. Give me a rebuttal.
I'd like them to, now that I'm a seasoned vet behind the bar, maybe I could.
Showtime stepped out for a second, too. I think he just got a nice steak and cheese calzone.
Irish Sweater should win this every year.
I mean,
Kern Jorgensen?
Yeah.
He was a caller.
Every single year.
I like my Tito's and Sprites, you know. We usually have them on the show.
People. Shout out the Martini Sweater Boys. I think they're doing like a
thing in the North End
tonight. Yeah.
Might have to pop out of that, man.
We might have to.
Might have to dabble.
I bet Bob Menery's involved. I'm making this category up on the fly.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
Biggest flake of the year.
Biggest flake of the year.
Bob
Menery.
Also, number one guest we got to have. I don't know. I'm just trying to get
him. Don't be
right
in the fences.
Did he just win two awards?
Yeah, he did.
Did he just rip two awards?
Congratulations,
yeah.
Also, Bob, back to loving you.
Also, worst fumbling the bag award goes to him as well. Fumbling the bag with the Full Send podcast. So I'm shouting you out. I'm all over the place with you, Bob. Come
all
in here and
place.
Defend yourself.
I think that, yeah, was like two shots and a compliment. So you're still in his head. You're still in his head. Pretzel.
He did today. He was out with 10 fans. He met up with 10 fans randomly and just got him beers, and he's been just drinking all day. Like, that's the kind of guy Bob is. We get along with him great. Come
right,
on, Bob. I'm
beers?
Fucking begging you. Yeah, I'm begging him.
Magic Mike requested that this award would happen. It is the Riz of the year. So a Riz meaning the kids have been going on it. So one's ability to seduce a potential, usually female, usually love interest. Who won it?
Jeff Nadeau. He's hot right now. I debate that I could probably take this award from him, but I'm going to give it to him right now because he's hot.
I like he's that. He's, how about Frank the Tank Fleming?
He doesn't have Riz, but no, Jeff. I mean, Jeff's killing it right now. Are you not following him on Twitter?
I do.
The guy is in his bag. He's dancing. He's fucking flirting with anyone at all moments of the day. He's stealing broads.
What an absolute beauty.
I feel like me and him together would be a good time.
I mean,
easy choice for Riz of the Year.
Easy.
Yeah.
So it's been. And shout out Meech. Meech, I'll give Meech's Groupie of the Year.
Two time.
But also, she wanted.
Two time Groupie. Is that her first two time?
Nadu deserved that award.
She recommended
that Jeff Nadu won that award, so Jeff Nadu must be sliding in her DMs.
Of course. Who isn't, right?
Don't be sliding in DMs. Let's just be
careful in the DMs, boys. That's the best advice.
It's illegal.
Now getting it a little bit more to an important award, which they're all important, don't get me wrong. But local guest of the year, last year it was Mark Bertrand, so this is a second time around award. Unless people have, you know, an argument, I gave it to, I thought it was a very interesting interview from, you know, his gambling all the way to, you know, drug use, you know, just ripping Alba. Dakota from Braintree, I thought, you know, clear cut local guest of the year winner.
Oh yeah, that guy, he was awesome.
So many
stories from that. Todd Angeli was amazing.
Is a local guest.
There, yeah, but
he's in a big
category. I would say it's a more common man.
Yeah,
Steve. What's his name? Steve Dakota, or am I making that up?
No, it was
Dakota Johnson. I don't even
know.
No, Dakota Steve. From Braintree is what
like
we
Dakota's
know.
Dakota's like the. Like,
you think it's Steve Dakota? Yeah. Okay,
he was phenomenal. We need to get him back on.
He'll get back on definitely because he kind of just told us his life story. Now he just came in and you know shot the breeze about sports.
I was gonna say if we didn't give him local guest of the year, he just definitely won like bad reporting of the year or like rant of the year with that shit that he. The thing with what was
how
it? Hazel May?
Hazel May.
We will have to tag him in that video.
Yeah, banging some Terry Francona.
Yeah, wild stuff.
That was one of the best stories.
Every story that guy had was incredible. Yeah, it was just ripping one after another.
And he's still winning games.
Now, are we going to do the call of the year? Is that getting skipped this year?
Is Sean in that?
We all call someone in the first one to pick up.
Billy Tibbetts should be in that category as well.
Okay.
I'm working on his number. I just can't get it. Are we calling just random people at will?
Yeah, shut up and call.
No. I don't have his number saved.
Just call someone.
How do you not have his number saved?
I never saved it. I got no Billy Tibbetts in here. This is insane. How did I never save his number? Who are you guys calling?
Whoever answers.
Oh, God. Who should I call?
Just put it on the side.
Wait.
How I'm doing it, just put it on the side here. The caller of the year, who's going to win?
Hi, you've reached the
Wait. You got to keep fucking trying.
This is a big one.
Your call has been... Oh, wow.
This is a big chance for me here. Come on, pick up.
Who we got?
Club Alex's. Club Alex's. Shout out to you guys. Are you guys open tonight?
That was excellent.
They went.
Call of the year. Club Alex's.
Wow, great to see you.
You know what? Going back.
What a turn of events.
Should have called Lucky Shamrock. They would have dabbled a little.
They would have hung on.
Can we call them? Maybe end of show.
Maybe end of show. We'll keep it going. But I like the energy there. That was
you
like
that? Some, 1 second.
Yeah,
I knew exactly who to call.
He said, "Hold on, I want to win."
Yeah, that was quick, man.
Yeah.
Who'd you guys call?
That was Billy Tibbetts saying Club Alex.
What an upset. What an upset.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be Tibbetts. But now getting into the final three awards that were everything. So we'll start with the bottom one, which was the best moment of the year. Had a lot of great moments on this podcast, obviously, throughout the years. But we got to keep it to 2022. A lot of, you know, ones that should have probably been nominated. I think I kind of – actually, no, we all voted. So I kind of jumped and mixed it all together. But the first one was reaching our 100th episode. And, you know, Ben being here for, you know, 3+ years with the boys here. I thought that was just a great milestone. What'd you guys think?
Loved it. Huge day.
Good party. Nice cake.
Also, another honorable mention for me is the live show this year.
Big live show. Big live show.
I think live show should go out in the three. I don't think anyone picked it.
Live show is better than...
If you told me the live show was like 2 years
ago, live show was better than the 100th episode and better than my milk challenge. So.
Well, then let's talk about the milk challenge a couple of weeks ago. Anton finally grew some balls 2 weeks after losing. And I'll give you credit, man. You took that milk like a champ.
I take the milk like a champ.
Fourth consecutive loss.
I'm not going to sit there, film myself.
I was hope a casualty.
I get it on fucking film when I can't see with fucking white in my eyes.
I was a casualty of war in that video.
And
smoked me with eggnog.
And I'll bring it up here. So the best moment of the 2022 Steel Naz Awards goes to the Billy Tibbetts saga. So it was a no-brainer through the votes. The way we did the voting for the three nominations was we got the fan vote, and if it was close, you kind of picked one. This one was not close at all. I don't think any of the three were really too close. It was kind of like a decisive winner. But, I would have to agree with the people of, I wouldn't say like best moment, but kind of like entertaining moment.
Live show.
It depends on your interaction. I feel the reason you don't like it is because he's been been an asshole to you, no doubt about it.
I use a Steel Naz gun, so I don't even know. He doesn't even know who I am.
Yes,
he knows. He knows who you are.
No,
he's called me.
Let me from a neutral party. He's seen it from I've seen it from both sides. Magic's like friends with him now. Magic's gonna.
The guy's just a scum. Guy's just an absolute scumbag.
We have different views. You think he's a scumbag? I think he's one of the. I think he's the best show in the world.
Oh my god!
So back to our best moment being our live show.
Okay,
get him on.
What you like the most about the live show?
Everything.
Everything.
Great guests. We had great guests. The crack was a great spot. We
did a great job.
I know they still want us back. We should probably do another one.
The crack was the crack.
The crack was the pack.
The live show was electric. We are due for another one of those. Maybe that can win sold next year. But right now, I mean, Billy Tibbetts was hitting me up at noon during the summer. It was just great days. I'd be smoking and drinking, and he'd be doing the same. I'm personally happy in one.
We didn't fuck,
but we talked about wild shit.
Talked about what? Stuttering over there.
And I hope he comes back on the fucking pod. I hope he comes on the pod, but he wants a price. He's got a price. So
and no one here is paying for it.
I might pay
because he doesn't deserve it.
He might get the exclusive open mic interview.
Oh boy!
Bang,
bang.
Or I'll go on the Tibbetts show.
Bang.
I hope you're doing well, buddy, in Tampa.
Nah, shit.
Moving to the second award, which this one was closer than what people were thinking. So first we had Tommy Pags from the New England Cartel, big UFC guy. Craig, are you on the phone? Come on, man.
Wait, this is the caller of the week or the call of the day. Or whatever it was called the year.
Okay. Oh, he's late.
He already lost.
I gotta call you back. Put him on.
Clubhouse.
So we had Tommy Pegs from the New England Cartel. He's had a great year boxing MMA wise. Frank Hogan, who is probably the most talented, boxer MMA very guy debatable. In the three. I don't think it's debatable at all. I love Bobby, I love Tommy, but I think that's a no brainer. Of who is the best fighter here, but it comes down to the fans and it comes down to, who's our guy. And this was an absolute ass kicking when it came to the votes. Bobby lights out Lang, takes it home again. Second consecutive win for Bobby out lights out Lang. Big congratulations. You're the 2022 Steel and Naz Fighter of the Year for the second year in a row.
That's just beautiful to see.
Champs here.
Guy can't lose. Guy can't lose.
I see. I mean, it's a recency bias. Yeah, and he deserved it after that.
But, I had so many people being like, if Frank doesn't win this award, this is bullshit. But, that's not the award.
I mean, Frank hasn't been on in a bit. Frank's got to come back on.
The award isn't who is the best.
He's not fighting Pac-Man Jones. No offense. If I'm a Frank the Tank guy through and through, but
Frank's
Bobby
gonna be
Lang,
like a heavy, Frank's going to be like the champion of the world.
Yeah.
Bobby Lang has a sadly.
We might have two champions.
They fight in different types of styles of boxing. Lights Out Lang has a better chance of getting to fight Jake Paul in his lifetime.
There's no question, but I was talking about who's like better at their craft, and
if you ask Bobby, we got
our voting ballots. There was no criteria, so let's throw that out.
It just said best fighter.
Yeah, no, that's my point. I was just like, the fans are going to speak, and I'm not saying that Bobby should win the award. I think Bobby should definitely win the award.
You better not be saying that over
the
side.
It's tough not to give it to the UFC guys. They're the ones that would at least want to fight.
Big honorable mention to Nick Fiore just got signed a contract with the UFC today.
Let's go.
That's huge news. He's going to be fighting in the Apex January 14th on the UFC Fight Night card.
Oh, really? January?
Yeah, really.
Wow, they get him right after.
I think someone, someone bailed, so he's like filling in. The guy who he's fighting 16-1, so should probably be a tough fight for him.
Not good.
But from the, you know, everything we've seen from him, I don't see why he can't win a fight.
It out. That's
I'll throw up a hypothetical. Since we're talking talented boxers, Frank the Tank versus Bobby Lang, who wins? I know the weight class is pretty different.
Me versus you, who wins? Then shut up.
Well, no. Honestly, who knows?
Kings of Combat 2.
Bobby Lang, Bobby Lang could literally definitely drop to 175. What does Frank the Tank fight at?
I don't know.
Probably 135?
He's tall, though. So he's probably like one, probably around there, probably one.
135. So I mean, it would have to be figured.
What was that about?
That was the best.
I suppose it would have to be figured out. But
that was awesome.
I know.
What was that about?
Clip nothing.
It was actually
Showtime. I think that's the fight that maybe has to happen one day.
No, I mean it's
not the same class. It's not It's not what Bobby's trying to do.
It's not real.
Yeah, it's not what Bobby's trying to do.
What do you mean he's not trying to box? He's told bet on these areas. No, he's not. He would be down to professionally box.
But he's not down to. I mean, Bobby Lang's trying to make some money here.
Oh yeah, as he should.
So that's
no. But he's really good at it. No, all right. I mean. Frank is a better boxer, technically.
My point. That's my point. I have great admiration for both guys, not taking anything away from anyone. But
no, but Bobby's only been doing it for 6 years, not his entire life.
Yeah.
He's taking so much away.
But I'm taking an Anton and two over Magic. What do you think about that still?
Then one.
Champs here.
There's no way.
I'm in his corner.
There's no way he'd beat me worse than Carvels did. No chance. He'd fucking be way gassed.
I agree. I have 30 seconds to knock him out.
If you guys get to the third round, you guys might be making out.
I don't think I get to the third round because I think I'd be exhausted. But if I get
my point exactly,
30 exhausted.
Give me 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds and he's done.
Okay.
Fine. With those pillow gloves, I can take a fucking hit.
We saw. Respectfully.
And we now get to our...
Still in your corner. Gotcha.
Award of the night, before we move on to the rest of what we're talking about here. The guest of the year, it was between Todd Angeli, Bruins National Anthem singer. Our first true road game. Actually, we'll talk about Todd Angeli a little bit. That was great, him coming in. It seemed like we were trying to get him forever. It just like the schedule didn't work out. He did the National Anthem for our charity softball tournament. And then,
great guy.
Overall, great guy. Comes in here, shoots the breeze.
For the troops.
Asked us about like how long we've been doing this. Like, seemed like he really cared about like everything else. And then just his story from being, bartender to, singing. I thought that was really
cool. When he sang in here, that's an honorable mention, too, for best moment of the year, too. That was one of my top votes.
It's literally like goosebumps.
I was so upset I wasn't here for
Todd Angeli.
Definitely anthem of the year.
Yeah, he was... Anthem of the year. There we go.
Unanimous vote.
Microphone right at my ass, and we got a fart of the year coming right now.
Yeah, just whatever.
But Todd Angeli was my vote for guest of the year.
Stud.
Good guy. Great guest, but didn't win it. Second nominee. Our first true road game of our careers in the podcasting game. Zay Flowers went to BC. Was a stand-up kid. He's going to be a first-round pick this year. His stock keeps going higher and higher. Just getting off the phone with Antonio Brown. I don't know, pretty cool interview, man. Got to go to Raising Cane's after.
Absolutely.
It's a great experience.
Is Raising Cane's
with
good?
Him? With him?
Raising Cane's is the best chicken out there.
Yeah, got him to go to Raising Cane's with you.
I'm trying to get him to go tuna fishing before he goes out.
That would have been up there with moments.
I messaged him on Instagram. I said, I'm going tuna fishing on Sunday, Monday. It was like 10 degrees. He just didn't answer back.
That's thinking big.
That's like literally.
You're not trying to just get some chicken fingers with this guy. Yeah, yeah. You're trying to go tuna fishing.
It's a world record.
Shoot, Showtime. I love it.
Also, shout out for him breaking all the records this year.
Yeah, went 3-9.
Yep.
But he played well.
Yeah.
He's going to get in the Senior Bowl in the Combine. I'm telling you, man, he will probably be a top 15 pick.
I think you're completely wrong, but I think he'll be a...
He'll be picked.
He'll be a late
high.
First.
High. Picked high. Nope. I mean,
late first to late second. 15th. Anywhere from late first
15th.
To late second.
15th.
You heard it there first.
Clip
watch
this. 15th. Get a time on this. Clip it.
15th.
There's right. so much time from now till then. Adam fucking he probably started mock draft.
Yes, and like, he's gonna go up. That's my point. He's like right here, and he's gonna.
Oh
go
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. You're an NFL scout. Okay.
I'm Mel Kiper.
I didn't realize that.
I'm the Mel Kiper.
Hey, yeah,
of
yeah, yeah. You. Okay.
Hey, you're ruining the awards.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Adam Belichick. Fucking Jesus. Christ.
Adam Belichick. My
Look
God.
At Jesus. Yeah. Might as well be the safety.
Do I got six Super Bowls then?
What's up, Bill Nazaro?
Bill Nazaro. That's a good. We need a Bill Nazaro. That'd be
that
good.
Might be, yeah.
There's got to
be
one
son's
somewhere.
Name. That might be his son's
have
name.
Have
one
a Bill.
Long lost Nazaro. Bill.
Now our guest of the year winner goes to.
Should I call? Sorry.
You can call him right now if you want.
I might let him phone call.
Right. Yeah, let it rip if you want. But guest of the year 2022 awards here. Scott Zolak, 98.5, the Sports Hub, former Patriots quarterback. Congratulations. You deserve it.
Absolutely.
I called in last year for Bertrand, so someone's going to call in tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll call in.
All right. That a boy. Yeah, just excited.
Mug of the year, shout out Frankie.
But like, let's talk about...
Not to ruin Scott's moment. He is nothing.
Yeah.
I'm working on a call for guest of the year, but go on about him. He was awesome.
Yeah, he's
no,
awesome.
He was incredible. Brought in the ranks.
Comes right in.
I met him at a bereavement at my work. Shout out Madre Asteria.
Shout out to that dead guy that brought Scott to you.
Yep. Scott was there, and I had to shoot my shot, and I told him about the pod, and I said we had Bertrand on, and we'd love to have him on. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Great work, Magic
number
Mike.
Right then. And
great work.
We worked him for a little bit. We got him in studio, made him sweat it out.
He brought the rings.
He did have a tough time.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. The rings, that might have been another top moment
yeah,
right
those
there.
Yeah, those rings were insane. Like, those
he,
crazy.
He's like, oh, you guys told me to bring the rings. We're like,
no one said that.
We're cool. And then, yeah,
my,
it was
my
hot
favorite
shit
thing.
In there.
Yeah, I should actually, never mind. Never mind.
No, say it. No?
Say
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
Speak your mind.
What, are you racist?
No, it's not about Zolak. It's,
Yeah, bring it up
just at the celebrity softball tournament when somebody's getting out of their car and they just see Todd Angeli coming out of the porta potty.
Oh yeah,
they were just telling me the story. It was one of my favorite moments.
Oh yeah, that was last year. That was last year.
This is the time to reminisce. Bring it all.
It's great reminiscing, Scott. Appreciate you coming on. Congratulations. We're now gonna hop on while Anton's hopping off into what it was in Week 16 of the NFL. The Patriots hosted the Cincinnati Bengals, who have been on a tear. I think they've now won 7 in a row. 22-0 at halftime. I was there. It was 10 degrees out. I don't even know why I went the game. It was pretty dumb. So there was no hope. Marcus Jones gets a pick six. They go down, get another touchdown, turn over the ball. Then they get it. 5-yard line. Stevenson fumbles. Ends the game. 22-18 loss. And you know what? This team... Now you're just waiting for them to, like, hiccup. It's like every game, when is it going to go wrong? And it happened. Stevenson's been their best offensive player all year.
Absolutely.
And he fumbled at a tough spot.
If Marcus Jones, because, like, that first half they were getting worked. If that pick six didn't happen and they continued to drive down the field and scored 7 on that drive, would you have left? Honest answer.
Yeah, no, if it was 30-0, I was gone.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that changed everything.
It was 10 degrees up.
Like I was watching that, and I obviously I wasn't there, but I was like I'm changing the channel if they score.
It was the only game I've been to in my entire life that I regret. Craig, I can hear you chewing that through here.
It's a nice steak and cheese. It's
award. It's award night. It's okay.
I think he asked for raw peppers and raw onions inside, which is a questionable move. Like fry those things. You know what I mean? Get them cooked.
Shout out Pizza Maria, best pizza in the fucking world.
Sounds bomb though. Extra crispy.
It's all good. I didn't mean to rag going in there, but I will say that was the first Patriots game I've ever been to where I shouldn't have gone. I think I shouldn't have gone.
Why?
It was 10, 15 degrees out. There was literally no one in the stands. I always talk about fans in the stands. That was the least amount of people I've ever seen at Gillette Stadium. They're afraid of the cold. It was Christmas Eve. They're just sick of this
afraid
team.
Afraid of the cold, or we know that this team's not worth it.
That's what I'm saying. I said, it cold out, Christmas Eve, and I don't think people think it's worth it.
True. Christmas Eve was a huge factor.
Christmas Eve's a huge factor because,
I forgot that was
like Christmas Eve, like... Like, most stadiums are, not, obviously, Patriots, Tom Brady era probably still would have been full, but that's, a whole different animal.
If it's
Christmas
a game
Eve,
that matters,
like
it
Christmas
might be full.
Eve, yeah, but, Christmas Eve is, a stadium's just, not going to be full.
This was a game where I was truly, really proud of the Patriots, and then That hasn't been all season.
Yeah.
The fact that they were 22 down.
They came back. Yeah.
Yeah, I was very. They should have won the game. They should have won. And it just goes down to, like, tell you, they're just going to find a way to ruin every single moment this season.
Yeah. It's astounding how heartbreaking it is to find the ways. Like, it's not just like a regular pick or something. Like, it's like a bullshit fumble where some people are like
how many
forward progress and stuff, or like Jacoby Myers, as we all talked about last week, like the worst fucking play ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's like just lose, man.
How many point afters did they miss that game?
Two.
Oh,
he was at the pub the night before. He's got an excuse.
Nick Folk tried to sabotage my fantasy team after having it on its back all year. And he didn't. Ryan Kilcullen.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
fuck Richie Turpin.
But you could tell, you could feel in the, as soon as it turned, like, it's going madhouse in that place.
Oh, shit.
But then as soon as, like, I think the play before he fumbled, they, like, it was, they rule the first down and then they go back 3rd and inches. And I'm like, okay, something really bad is going to hear, because they keep playing, like, nitty picky with the yard lines.
Yeah.
And then he fumbled on, like, this next play after. But the defense, Juwan Bentley played well. Marcus Jones, I mean, he's probably the best player of the whole season.
Yeah, defense.
Outside of maybe Judon.
Yeah.
I mean, Judon made a big play when he had to. He always does. They finally got Kendrick Bourne involved. Mac Jones played like dog shit in the first half, came back, played pretty well. But you know why he played pretty well? Because they had to air out the ball, and why don't they do that more?
That offense in that game is the offense we should have been running all year.
They aired out the ball, and he was nailing people. He got lucky on that touchdown pass where it hit the guy.
No, 100%. Myers caught it. But that's what happens when you throw it.
Yeah. But I was very pleased with that. I did join in the first half on a zappy chant. I'll still die with that.
So the people that were there, that fumble, how quickly was there like one person in the stands?
It was so quick.
How quick did that? That must have just flooded. That must have just flooded.
I was out. But yeah, Mac Jones played an exceptional, really good second half. Very proud of this team.
Shut the fuck up.
Anton has returned.
I'm so proud of this team. And he's saying I was in the first quarter for a zappy chant.
I was.
Life comes at you fast, brother.
You're disgusting.
Were you hammered?
You're a pig.
This is a kid that switched from Florida State to Bama. He's a bad person.
The way he played against the Raiders last week was his worst game, probably his Patriots career, and then you come out like that and not moving the ball at all in the first half. So I was in question.
Him yelling at the coaches, you can whatever.
I don't say anything about that. Did not say anything about that.
What? Yeah, no, I'm just saying that's the one thing you could say about it.
But not, I didn't say anything about
he's
that.
A little biatch. Fine. But it's Bailey
Damn,
Zappi is
didn't
not
expect
the,
to hear that.
Bailey Zappi is not the fucking answer. Dude, Zappi deserves zero spot on that field. This season, next season, the following season, any season. He should not be a Patriots quarterback.
I can't believe...
You're entitled to your opinion.
Side note, like, I can't believe the Raiders... Like, I know Derek Carr was, like, done there, but, like, they got rid of him for Stidham.
No, they didn't get rid of him.
Like,
Somalia,
dude.
They didn't get rid of him.
I get that, but, like, to bench, like, being like, oh, we're gonna see what happens with that guy. Like, what happened with that guy, dude. Stidham stinks.
This is what I don't get.
And he left the team, too.
It's actually comparable to the Patriots situation when you bring it up. Is why Stidham, in takeaway all trade value... Is it so he doesn't get hurt? Stidham is not the fucking future.
Stidham
the Raiders
stinks. Yeah.
I think they're personally going to get someone else probably in the draft, but they want to see what they got in Stidham. So
there's nothing there in Stidham.
Well, they're trying to see if there is.
There's nothing
there
in
Stidham. They're trying to see.
Streets are already talking Tom Brady.
There's nothing there.
Matt, what's your take?
There's nothing there in the Atlanta backup quarterback, Desmond Ridder. There's nothing there in fucking...
why we slander Desmond Ridder?
In Malik Willis, there's nothing there in your fucking boy out there, Dobbs or whatever the fuck.
Oh, don't. All right, we're talking about the Patriots.
Did they come back yet?
You know what? There's a little bit with
10-6.
You know who has a little bit in him?
10-6.
And I love it is Gardner Minshew. There's a little bit.
Minshew's actually nasty.
Gardner didn't look great against the Cowboys.
Minshew's actually sick, which is unbelievable. That's so sick.
All day. And
not even just like joking around, like funny, like Gardner Minshew's. He's a better.
He's a slinger.
I don't know if I'd say better quarterback. Maybe I don't know. I don't even know.
No, Mike made a good play. He's just a slinger. He's a slinger.
Mac Jones doesn't move the needle, not even a little.
Give me Gardner Minshew every day of the week. I don't
know what offense they're supposed to be running lately.
But that's my point of Mike saying that. That's what I'm going to get off Bailey Zappi because you just get mad every time I bring it up. But Bailey Zappi is the kind of similar to Gardner Minshew.
He's a slinger.
He's a slinger.
He's not a slinger.
Yes, he did.
He went to Western Kentucky.
He threw the ball 60 times a game. Breed, what are you talking about?
Talking slinger, like Western Kentucky, Gardner Minshew literally looks like Nomar sometimes.
Like Gardner Minshew has
in a good way.
Anton, you were
that he can throw four touchdowns in an NFL
game. You were smoking a cigarette. What'd you think about the Patriots' loss there against the Bengals?
It sounds like he didn't like it.
No. So okay.
Wait, he liked it.
This is I'll put a good spin on it. You know what they did?
Spinning around.
You know what they did is they saved us. They saved us from just.
What did they save us from?
Caring.
They did that a long time ago.
The little touch pass there.
That was cute.
That was the only like highlight I've had all season.
Marcus Jones pick six. I think that was pretty much.
Yeah, that's it. He's like the only highlight of like.
And Judon. Yep.
But that's
Jack
it.
Jack Jones plays.
Yeah, but then they found out he's over aggressive and he's been abused the rest of the way.
Yeah, you just said highlights, man.
No, I'm just saying
he's got highlights.
Whatever.
Mac.
No.
Mac's got no highlight.
I thought you said Mac Jones.
We have like
six
all day, Mac.
Wait. Is this Bill Belichick's plans? How many Joneses do we have on
like,
the
like
team?
Literally like 10.
Just, imagine if we just had the team full of Joneses.
That'd be sick.
Screams 8-8. Need a better name.
I mean, if they just won, all right, the Zappy Packers game, no shot. The fact that if Mac was in there, we win that game.
You talk about the Zappy Packers game in comparison
I'm
to
talking about the
Chicago
Vikings game.
Loss.
No, I'm going through it. The Vikings game. The Raiders. The Raiders was the most obvious.
I think Chicago was very surprising.
Obviously,
the way the Raiders game ended, I agree. But that game could have gone either way.
The Chicago Bears game should have won by a bit. We won the Raiders game, and that happened.
Okay.
That's it.
We disagree, but it's cool.
Now,
I mean, they did win that game. That call was bullshit. The call that the Raiders got that touchdown on the out of bounds.
But it gets negated because you guys just but they're just idiots and fucking threw the ball.
Ramondre Stevenson, by the way, I think last time was on.
Best player in the offense all season,
and he's got the yips.
Don't you got the yips?
Sad to see. Sad to see.
No, but he
when you look back, the Pats did blow like a lot of like weird games. Could have been a great year, honestly.
He fumbled the ball.
A surprise underdog.
For us to go up against Cincinnati, and then he dropped the short pass there. He's just looked horrible in the last kind of. He runs it well. He's a good running back, but I don't know. Like, he just cost us. Like, if we just won one, and if we won both, we were in.
Already in.
If we won these last two weeks,
look at the Chargers already in.
So winnable. Tom Brady has never lost maybe one out of like 30.
So now you go into this week, you have an opportunity.
Against a four-loss Dolphin team. So they're just like us. They're all fucking pissed off.
You control your own destiny. They're playing their backup quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. You win this game, you have an opportunity to go to the playoffs. They're favored by three.
Buffalo could secure the number one seed and play their back.
But let's talk about where we are right now. So covering 3 points, Patriots at home. Both teams have had a lot go against them. I feel like, you know, the Dolphins have so much talent, way more talented than the Patriots, in my opinion. But, you know, you come in with a backup quarterback, you're just going to run the ground and pound the whole time, try to get some speedy guys open.
Teddy not throw?
No, he can throw.
He hasn't thrown in a while on a, you know, big stage.
I don't think there's much
big stage.
He's got
an opportunity to make the playoffs. Yeah,
I don't.
Definitely.
Tua to Teddy is not a big difference, in my opinion.
I think it is.
I don't think it's huge.
Oh, I'm with Steele.
I don't think it's huge. Two is better. I'm not going like that far with it, but like I don't think that's that huge of a thing.
And I think Gillette being a big stage Patriots fans, the balloons,
no,
the deflated.
Gillette's
it's not
going
to be bumping.
It's a big stage because the Dolphins have lost 4 in a row. If they lose this game, they're eliminated from playoff.
I think that new guy down in Miami is going to shove his cock down fucking Bill's throat.
The new guy.
He's got beef.
He's like an 8-year-old backup vet. He's not a new guy.
Well, whatever.
No,
I've been hearing his
name.
I don't know it.
But I think like, I mean, Tyreek Hill. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna milk it. But
milk it.
I think he's gonna have at least 150 yards on him.
I just think I'm not a big on Tua either, but I think downfield.
I love Tua.
I think he's a lot better than Teddy Bridgewater throwing
downfield.
Whether you like it or not, like Whether you think two is good or not, I think he just has a better connection than what Teddy Bridgewater has.
Probably.
If two,
he has two of the best.
I hope that Teddy Bridgewater has zero connection with Tyreek Hill, and I hope he has unbelievable connection to Jalen Waddle.
Sure.
You know what?
Give me all the Waddle.
It was all Waddle last week, though.
That's what I want again.
No, I mean,
that's his fantasy.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
I mean, Tyreek Hill is again. I know that they shut down the best player. You're not going to shut down Tyreek Hill with
no. He's faster than defense. You.
He's just that's
just reality.
He is. I honestly think he might be the best wide receiver in the league.
I
watch him and like, I'm like, he's a piece of shit. So I don't.
He's definitely top three. Nah.
No, but he like is that good. But he's also just faster than your guys. Like, yes. There's nothing you can do to stop that.
We have no one. We're old. We're fucking.
Like you can have the play right, but then like he's just like who's faster than that guy.
I think John.
I'm
thinking Johnny Jones will be on him.
100. No, I'm not gonna do it.
I just don't think
I want to do it. Yeah. I want to do it.
Well, my game. Well, my game pick for this.
What's his over? Can somebody bring up the prop?
Nah.
I'll put it on. Depending on what it is.
I don't. I'm not gonna go that far right now.
You look it up.
Yeah, you look it up, pal.
Yeah.
Google. My game pick here. If Tua was playing, I would take the Dolphins to win. But since they're playing with a backup quarterback who showed an earlier in the season he wasn't ready for the moment. I think he got knocked out in the first quarter when they had him out. I'm taking the Patriots here like by 7 points. I think 24-17. I think they're going to win and then and then lose in Buffalo next week and then disappoint everyone.
24-21 Pats, Nick Folk with the winner.
I like that.
And then Buffalo just crosses our dreams next. I completely agree with that. Yeah. There's no way. Unless Buffalo gets the division and then maybe.
Or Matt was talking about a little bit. So if we win and then lose and then Dolphins lose and then they beat the Jets, we're in the playoffs at 8-9. So still can get in even if we lose next week. We got to win.
All right.
Got a batter on this week, though. Got to win. Magic with no analysis, probably taking the Dolphins.
Dolphins, 28.
12. Say zero. You should have said zero.
Zero. I'll say that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Dolphins winning that game.
Dolphins are winning the game. What do you got out
there?
I'm just trying to find the prop.
Anton Zone.
And my analysis for the record is that the Patriots are out of it.
No, they're not out of it. So that's another thing that adds in to your betting mind factor. Just take out Patriots home like advantage, but like another better from like fucking Ohio. They're gonna be like, all right, the Patriots want to win this. They both kind of suck.
Just had to pick
Patriots
Ohio.
Are at home. Patriots are at home. No Tua. Mac has looked bad in probably in national eyes. It's probably not as bad. Like that's probably what people expected.
Yeah. Agreed.
So it looks like the Patriots probably could steal it.
You think about too. The league's been so bad this year. It's like
it's not good.
The Patriots don't look so bad now.
No. The Patriots are literally.
No.
They're like
no,
everyone
no,
else.
No, yeah.
That's what I mean. But if they make the playoffs, it's going to be fucking ugly.
And I agree.
That first round, I don't even know why the fuck you want them to make it. Massacre.
We're playing to play the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Oh, we're just going to get mad.
Yeah, hey, if that's the case, we'll watch it together. I'll bring free popcorn.
All right.
I
know you're a big popcorn guy.
Shout out to the lads.
We'll go the 99.
All right. Fine. And I should not do this.
Just do it. Stop fucking pussyfooting around it.
This is way too soon.
It's not the year of hot. It's not the year of hot.
This is the number I'm given. 94.
Take 94 under, please.
What?
Take under, please. Right,
that's the over under?
Tyreek Hill over 94.
Oh, you're fucked. You're so fucked.
Under?
He's over. Take under, please. Take under.
I'm taking the over.
Oh, he's taking
what happens with the milk when you lose them all?
I get a tattoo.
Well, that's at six. Well, so you're two away from
this. This is way too soon. Like I usually take these. Like,
he's gonna run away for like a month. And we won't get it done.
Hey, no, we're not here to help 94. Him. We're not here to help him make the right decisions.
The bets are made.
The bets are in.
When things get in, this is.
What do you got for a Pat score on Sunday, though?
I think it's low scoring. I think it. I don't know what the over. What's the over under?
It's not a lot.
Hit the fucking score, dude.
It helps me pick the score.
We're not like pros. No one give this fucking give a score.
If you get the milk tattoo, what brand are you going to pick?
That's a good question.
Oh, Hood.
Hood.
Whole milk. Yeah.
I like that. 1% hole. Honestly, I might do like an Oakwood or like an Eagle Farms, like just like
a thatch.
Get some Newcomb Farms.
Some local pride.
Yeah, just do a little while Anton's sinking.
Oh yeah, this is so
Farms, Milton. Hey, while Anton's sinking, I'm doing 21-14 Miami.
What's the over under? What's the line?
It's 3, and it's 41.
Yeah, so yeah, give me Dolphins.
I can't wait for him to get milked.
Give me Dolphins 26-13.
With Teddy Bridgewater quarterback, like yeah. I don't see him getting
26 is a lot of points.
Yards.
Tyreek Hill's gonna just
94 is a shitload of yards for a guy throwing to him who's just backup quarterback.
One throw could be 81 yards.
Yeah, like he has to throw like that, dude. And then Tyreek Hill's not a bad bet with the quarterback. Tyreek Hill can just catch a screen pass and get 90 fucking
great
yards.
Point.
I have him on my fantasy team.
Oh, really?
What do I have? No. You can see
it's Tua playing?
94.
Is no, Tua playing? No, Tua. Teddy.
94.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Right? Wait, the prop line. Wait.
I don't know what he's
saying. Oh, this is last year. Wait a minute.
He was last year.
Yeah. All right.
What are you talking about?
We'll go back to Matt. Yeah, no, locks of the week, Steele, you got one?
The Bucks. Tom Brady needs to win, and Tom Brady will win.
Favored by 3 points at home.
Carolina.
For the NFC South.
Yeah, literally for the game. Like, huge Tom Brady game. Wins that game.
Okay, I like that.
Are they playing?
They're playing.
The Carolina Panthers, like, for the playoffs, for the division. Tom Brady's not going to let you down.
I like that. For me, I'm going to stick to the game we were just talking about. Patriots at 3 points. I think they win by 7, strictly because of the quarterbacks in Miami. I like the Pats here, getting back to 8-8, giving my bet that I put 4 units on a chance over under on wins for the year 8.5 to have a prayer.
What's the score there?
None of your business. What's your lock?
Fish tank in my way.
What's your lock? You got a lock of the week, Magic? Or are we skipping you?
Give me Brady.
Brady. Okay, that's good.
Back on my guy. I think he wins the Super Bowl.
I don't even know what the prop is. I can't even find it. And I put it in 94. I feel like that's wicked high for a prop.
It's really high.
And I'm going to stay with it.
You're going to call it a lock of the week?
That has to be.
My lock of the week, I know it's going to be a crazy stat line, but I'm going to take the Chiefs over the Broncos.
12.5.
Yeah, let's go. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Chiefs country.
I hate multi double digit fucking spreads. I just don't like.
Anytime it's a double digit spread, take the under.
I just don't like double.
Respectfully,
you heard it here first.
In our pick'ems this week, we have extra ones on the table as the college football playoff is here.
That is
taking place on New Year's Eve. Should be a dandy as. Ohio State is playing Georgia. That's the late game, 8:00.
O-H-I-O.
Georgia favored by 6.5 points. We're just talking out there. A lot of people on the Ohio State train. For me, I think Georgia's the best team in the country. I think Stetson Bennett does not get as much credit as all these other quarterbacks. I'm not saying he's an NFL-style quarterback, but I think he's had a promising college career, have a great defense, and 5-stars guys all around him. I think Georgia wins by 20.
So...
Yeah, I love how you say, I think Georgia's the best team in the country. Like the fucking unanimous, like, best
They team are the best team. They are.
Georgia is
like,
the best
team. Like, so does everyone else on the planet, dude.
No, but Ohio State lovers are like,
I think Georgia wins. They don't cover. I think TCU wins.
Oh, we'll get there.
Yeah, the undefeated reigning national champions that, like, haven't played a close game.
I said by 20.
Yeah.
I didn't say they're going to cover spread. I said they win by 20.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh yeah, you of course you picked the best team. I picked the best team to win by 20 points.
Sick.
What's the line?
Put a milk bet on it.
6.5.
Put a milk bet on it, cocky guy. Put a milk bet on it.
I don't know. I'd love to
put some money on it.
Can somebody
get me Terry Jones? I'm gonna be the contradictory. I'm gonna take Ohio State here. And
even though you just took Georgia out there 14.5.
It would be 13.5, and that's if. So Georgia can. Georgia can win by 13, which is good. And
the spread's 6.5.
I got double the spread.
I say
for the bet.
All right.
So now I'm going the other way.
I think Georgia's gonna win. It would be incredibly impressive for Ohio State to bounce back from its worst Michigan loss in like over a decade to like bounce back and be like
their
that would be a crazy comeback.
Don't keep up.
Cause that like every person at Ohio State like cried themselves to sleep that night.
I,
no one like in
I'll
the past decade
right
is gonna get pummeled.
I'll
by
tell
Michigan.
You this right now. Ohio State will cover. That over will hit. TCU will win. That under will hit.
And Marvin Harrison TCU Jr. over 76 yards.
Marvin Harrison Jr. 3 touchdowns.
TCU will cover, and Georgia will win. In the end,
we didn't even talk about TCU yet. He likes jumping the gun.
I'm just saying, I just called it right there.
I hope you wrote that down. Well, I guess we got it on record.
Yeah, I guess
you can clip that.
If you ever listen back.
The afternoon game, Michigan hosting TCU. It's a 7.5-point spread.
Who's favored?
Michigan. TCU got in. Max Duggan, Heisman Trophy candidate.
Should win the Heisman.
Michigan's had a great year. They spanked Ohio State. Quarterbacks look pretty damn good. Is Corum going to play the running back?
No.
No, he's done. So that could be definitely.
Their backup running back has 402 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns his last 2 games.
Oh, well, yeah. So
it doesn't matter.
So right back in business. Doesn't matter. It's the offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, Michigan's a big boy team, and TCU's like looked at as almost, you know, just a soft Texas team kind of. But TCU's defense used to be like top notch, and then they kind of lost their identity, I feel like, a little bit.
I think one of the biggest things that's going to help.
And they're in the playoffs.
One of the biggest things that's going to help TCU against Michigan in this game is all the Big Ten teams kind of run the same thing, offense and defense. And Michigan's, like, used to that. They can defend that. Like, Michigan hasn't played TCU. Their style of play.
If TCU can stop that Michigan offense, and TCU can
kind of some firsthand notes, I went to the TCU versus Texas game. TCU's defense was great, but their offense, they either QB sneaked or they threw a screenplay every other play. It was like watching the damn Patriots. I think
Quentin Johnson hurt for that game?
I don't remember.
That's just by a thousand.
That's their best player, like first round pick, wide receiver.
That's
and he is playing.
That's awesome though.
Okay, so maybe yeah.
You play against your opponent though. Exactly. What happened?
They have a very big like the defensive line of Michigan's like all world, but TCU's offensive line, like I think their average size is like 6'6", 315. So like they have the boys.
I think this game will be very close to the spread. If I was, I am going to bet on it, but when it does get there, it's a 7.5-point spread. This is one easily you buy the half point, buy 7.
No, buy the full point.
Oh, yeah, you to win. Pushing wins, too.
Nah, it doesn't.
I love Max Duggan, and I want him to win this game. I don't know if they can, but, like, I'm rooting TCU.
You buy the point the other way.
And if there is a God, we get a Michigan Ohio State final. But
that would be awesome.
That's not happening.
There's like a 1% chance.
See, the thing is, I think that
would be amazing.
I don't want to make it like a Ohio State TCU final. You're gonna get maybe one. No, I'm staying with it. It's TCU versus Georgia.
It's Michigan against Georgia for me,
and then it's gonna be TCU. This is what I'm rooting for. Like, it's going to be Michigan fucking Georgia.
What I'll be rooting for is Michigan against Ohio State, but I think it's going to be Michigan
TCU Georgia. Ride or die. Go Horned Frogs till
they're
done.
Georgia, like, the way they can just run that offense and run up to that fucking line, and that is impossible to stop. That is, besides, like, Ohio State, who has all this time to prepare for it right now, the winner of the next game doesn't really, how much time do they have?
It's a week or so.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
So Ohio State has literally the best shot.
Yeah, but you could probably like these teams have probably all looked at each other for the other game too. Not full game plan, but like
I'm saying, Ohio State is looking at this next. Like game. They have the best shot right now, because that is like ridiculous, the way they sprint up to that line.
Now, would you say Ohio State has an equal chance to beat Georgia as Michigan, or do you think Michigan's a better team? You know, it's any given day. I know that beat them, but like,
I think Michigan has a better shot to beat Georgia than Ohio State does.
You think? Okay.
Yeah. I just think I think it's just not going to go that way. It's college football. It just doesn't do that. Yeah. It's just not going to happen that way.
If a team could beat Georgia, I think it's Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I do too.
Wolverine's
year. Michigan, I know the goal is not to win it all, but if Michigan gets to the Natty, that's a great year. That's year.
That's something off their back. Just getting there is huge.
So say Ohio State beats Georgia and they lose.
If they lose Ohio State in the championship?
If Ohio State even gets the championship and they don't.
Yeah, if it's TCU, Ohio State, you're saying?
Yeah, that's a kick in the dick.
That is. That would be nuts.
You beat the best team and you still don't win.
That's like by far the least probable outcome of this, which would be incredible. That would be incredible.
You can't count that out.
Like, when there's only four teams, give me the most chaos.
TCU being in the Final Four, I get why, like...
I wish the tide was there. I wish the tide was there.
One thing I relished about this year with him bringing up Bama is this is like the last year I get Bama not in the playoffs. Because once it's a 12-team playoff, they're going to be there literally every year.
No, but...
but so is fucking... So is every team in it right now.
You're going to get Obama. Bama's going to be there next year, whether it's 4, 6, 8, 12.
Oh, they're not here this year.
They could be a 4-loss team.
This is the last time we ever see Bama not in the fucking playoffs.
Most likely, yes.
For like a long time.
So I'm relishing it.
Until savings then.
We'll finish off with a couple more on here, but we'll tune that for another day. We got plenty in today. The Celtics topped the Bucks on Christmas Day. They've been rolling. Another huge win tonight against the Clippers. Beat the Houston the other night, but Houston's kind of sucks. I watched a game against the Bucks. I realized Middleton was out, but that's a hell of a ball club they got in Boston there.
So
big Tatum game.
So
unbelievable.
Like Milwaukee likes to say, like, we never lost without our full team. And guess what fucking the Celtics did? They won by, what, 25?
Yeah, they were kicking the ass the whole
they
game.
They won by 30. They said, you know, fine, bring Middleton in.
How about the little pass to Marcus? Marcus passes to Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum dunks over Giannis. That was fucking beautiful.
That was a great
game. You know, was your, like, fucking interpretation of that?
That is on video, and that was tough.
That was disgusting.
That was better than
camera caught.
It was better than what you would have thrown. Piece of shit.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. That was a Nazario playing basketball.
Feud of the year.
And I would have beaten you.
I'm still giving out a
one-on-one on basketball any day of the week.
We can set that up.
I'm in.
Bishop Field. It's supposed to be like 50 degrees tomorrow. Boys.
I'm in.
I think it's 50 degrees tomorrow.
He's probably getting analed by his work. That's why he can't make it.
Could you grab me a Bud Light,
please? Oh, anytime. I milk challenge.
Respectfully.
I milk challenge.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Celtics looking good, though. It seems like they're playing everyone. Rob Williams, Grant Williams. You know,
they had a couple bad losses a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, it happens.
The Warriors are in Jason Tatum's head.
Agreed.
Big time.
Talk about that last week. This week was a little bit more positivity.
The Bucks are not.
Yeah.
The Celtics have no fear of the Bucks team.
Their defense is suffocating, and we attack the shit out of them because they're... I think they have the second best or third best defense in the league, 18th best offense. We hit them. We went after them, and our threes were outrageous. We were hitting threes early, and that whatever.
They're not to a point though where, and they will eventually get to this point that they're not hitting shots and they still win because of their defense. I don't think
it's because of their defense this year though.
No, he's saying they'll get there.
They'll get there, but I'm saying
it's kind of like last year. They struggled.
Not with this coach, I don't think. Rob Williams will make a change.
Yeah, so yeah.
Make a difference, I guess.
But. And he already has, and he's clearly not back yet. And he already has.
But they lost to the Warriors because they didn't make shots. They lost to the Magic both times. They didn't make shots.
No, but they get like the fucking yips. They fucking turn the ball over.
You get the yips.
This entire city is the fucking yips, man. Christ.
I don't know. I just they need to beat the Warriors when we play them next.
We might
get it out of our system.
Just beat them in the playoffs. I hope they lose by 50 every game in the regular season.
It sucks. It's championship or bust now. That's it.
The Warriors are still the favorite.
That doesn't suck though. That's how this fucking city is.
Yeah, we did that for 20 years with the Patriots, man.
Truly, the team's got to get the fuck out of here if they don't. If they don't have that chance.
No, but that's what we argue. Like we're nitpicking right now.
They are that good though.
This team has the best.
It's fucking amazing. They're awesome. I'm not. You're the one slandering.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I mean, last year we were lucky to make... Turn off the Adam Jones, man.
Turn off the Adam Jones.
I'm not really hating. I just think Robert Williams is going to get hurt. He's going to get...
You don't know
hurt.
That for a fact.
That we're gonna... We can't have... Again...
Yeah, just speak it into existence.
Luke Kornet covering Joel Embiid in the fucking Eastern Conference.
Well, at least we don't have Gordon Hayward's wife this year or Brad Stevens' wife to disrupt us, right?
Well, she disrupted me.
Oh, Brent. Scandal?
Jordan... Who?
No, Brad Stevens' wife.
I tapped her on the shoulder. And
what
I,
about her
and
though?
And she turned around.
She's not going to disrupt the team.
Where is
this year.
She?
I don't know.
No, at
home with the kids. I don't know.
She'll still be around.
Did we never tell you that story?
Yeah, they know the story.
Me and Matt,
we know the story. No. We know the story. We don't need to tell.
But I mean, Brad is his wife's always going to be there in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe they're at home watching it.
No,
I think she has nightmares.
Finishing off Sox pickup Anton's guy and Corey Kluber. Just another band-aid that they're trying to do over this team. I'm so sick. I don't want to watch baseball this year. I'm done with the Sox.
You know, giving up. All right. The only more outrageous thing that's kind of happened besides the Red Sox doing absolutely the worst possible offseason is this Carlos Correa saga. But if you look at it, they gave Jansen couldn't get more than a year last year, so they gave him two. We have a pitch clock this year, so he has to knock off 12 seconds off of what he does. So that's gonna fuck him up. So he's gonna suck. That. We got a 5'8". Why am I saying we? They got a 5'8" Japanese left outfielder.
He's
gonna hit bombs. A
5'8" Japanese outfielder, $90 million.
Can't wait to root for him. I think they win less than 80 games, but I think that guy's gonna kick ass.
5'8".
Now you guys, Yoshida. Sox gonna be great.
Yoshida's gonna kick ass.
It's almost like he's a little squeeze support animal, like a
teddy bear.
Yeah, throw him against the fucking wall when you're pissed or something.
How about him?
Hey, hopefully tickets are cheap this year. I could go for some Fenway Franks on the cheap.
Eovaldi went to Texas.
Couple of dogs.
Texas is dangerous. If we're not paying for fucking players, let's make sure we're giving the fans a nice $2 Fenway Frank.
You couldn't pay me to go to a Red Sox game this year. You could not pay me to go to a game.
My ass. I guarantee he'll be at Fenway.
What are we setting it at? I'd say 3 to 5.
I'll make a milk bet.
That
one kind of sucks.
Because then I'm just not going to go.
That'll lock him down. Don't do that.
You'll have to actively turn down so many games because you're going to get offered games. You're right. I can't make a milk bet against a game something I don't have control
of. It's brutal. Tough team. Awful. And you know what?
I have no desire. What if the girlfriend wants to go to a game?
We're not going.
But if she says, I want to go so bad to Fenway this year.
We'll fly down to Tampa, go to the Trop.
No, you won't.
Might.
All right, that's fair.
Also, the best fly out
to
team
San Diego,
Boston,
go to Petco.
Yes.
Catch a game.
The show goes on. We're winning the cup.
Okay, who's
Bruins are the best team in Boston right now? Yes. All right, let's have that debate to finish it off. Why aren't the Bruins the best team in Boston?
Because their goalie.
Their goalie's been their best player.
They're 21 and 1 goalie.
Right, and he's not the best goalie in the NHL.
He's playing like it in
what? December.
What are you at the pub this morning?
No. I'm asking you.
You guys are Looney Tunes.
Guess what?
What?
Now people start trying. Oh,
so people haven't tried for the first 30
plus
games.
Not really.
You're an
idiot.
That's why the
Golden State Warriors just said, hey Celtics.
My record
is 16-18.
And that's why you're a fucking idiot.
How's my asshole fucking taste? Because you know what? We're going to try against you guys to just show you we own you. And that's what they're doing. The Bruins are just...
The Bruins played dog shit last night, and they beat one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference by two.
You're saying the weakness of this team is their 21-1 goalie that it leads the NHL in goals against average and save percentage.
Yes.
That might be just the dumbest statistically
wrong
fucking
thing. You might be kicked off the
pod
after that.
That's just so dumb.
He's being ultimate contrarian right
now.
We'll see if it pays off for you. Make another milk bet. Why not? Stack your calendar with milk bets.
This was way too soon for a milk bet. I'm already regretting it.
That is an ultimate hot take, though, after what he just said. You didn't know that, though, did you?
No, you know what, though? If he made a good...
Do you know those stats?
I didn't know the exact stats, but I knew he was up.
If he made a good Celtics argument of why
no
they're better...
21-1
on top. We have the best record in the NBA. What do you mean? We just got Robert Williams back. Well, there's no weakness on this fucking team. They are the best team in the NBA. They just beat fucking Giannis by 30.
And this is what I wanted to hear. I'm glad. Okay, now you got your side.
I'm just saying, you're wrong. You guys are wrong. You NHL, you guys are going to get fucking hurt, worn down. Nobody tries early
The
on.
Team's very deep.
We've already gone through a little stretch.
Defense
of
has been the best in
We've
years.
We've gone through a stretch in bed. Our offense has never been better.
Lost Tuca, picked up two All-Stars in net. Jeremy Swayman's been playing great behind him.
Yeah.
Is this what the Celtics suck chats like all day long?
It's a little bit more down than nowadays.
It's honestly... That you don't go to that chat for a pick me up.
You go in there for war.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't enter the chat unless you're ready to
defend
to war.
Defend. Folks, want to thank you for tuning in as well as our Steel and Naz Awards the second year. Looking forward to a third year. Who's gonna win the Guest of the Year next year? Scott Zolak this year. Johnny Damon last year.
Early prediction: Bob Menery.
Bob Menery. Early prediction.
There's your second compliment.
Bill Burr. There we go. Why not? Why not us?
Early prediction for me.
Linus Omar stinks might be worst take of the year. I know we're like 3 days early, but I'm counting it.
you can count.
That's a really bad take.
Early guess of the year is, you know what? Evan Longoria.
Josh Dobbs. After he leads tonight's comeback.
If Josh Dobbs is our best guess of the year, I'm calling it quits.
This is a personal thing.
I'm calling it quits.
Thanks for Hedge Better making this all possible. Showtime, wherever you are. Jay Fine, big dogs right there. Shout out to Slide Edge Fitness and Performance and Braintree Mass. I think we all got to get in there, including myself.
Seaport right? Social, the boys.
Seaport Social, we got to get in there for a couple cocktails.
After Slide Edge.
They're looking for us tonight.
And if we get in trouble, the night we go to Seaport Social, obviously not in there, but after, call the law offices of Patrick J. Foley.
Call right.
Help it out.
The
call
network.
Pat Foley is the best.
The spiderweb.
Nothing but good reviews for him.
That's all from Steele and Nasby. Safe out there and have a happy new year.
Happy new year. We're on to 2023. Next episode. Get ready.
We're going to pop champagne bottles. I'm going to work on getting a call from Scott Zolak. It was a little late to text him. I will also work on getting a call from Bobby Lang and Billy Tibbetts.
And Showtime's going to call on the 98.5 whenever. Are they still working? Are they off this week? I haven't seen it.
I don't know.
I'll take a look. I'll do my research. I'm free tomorrow.
What are you calling in for?
To congratulate Joe, and then hopefully they share a little clip of it.
Hell yeah.
Clip that.
Great awards, everyone.
Good job. Okay. Good work.
Great year, everyone. Love you. To another year of Stealing Naz.
On to the next one.
The show goes on.
Let it work.
Peace.